Have you ever had a dream but you didn't know what it meant? Well, that's what today's program is about on Extreme Prophetic, dreams and interpretation of dreams. And we've got special guests with us, James Gall. It's great to have you again, James, with us and talking about a subject that you have been experienced in for many, many years, dreams and interpretation. But I just want to start out with a friend of mine has had a recurring dream for around 4 years.
Okay.
And the last time she had this was about 2 months ago. And in this dream, she's naked. And she's in a very bad neighborhood where there's crime and gangs and stuff like that. It's dangerous, a dark neighborhood.
Now, this is a dream, right?
This is an actual dream, yeah. And then she's got a car. It's her car in that neighborhood, but she's lost the keys. She can't find the keys. And she needs to find the key so she can get out. Right. And so what? Can you interpret that dream?
Hey, we'll give a stab at it, you know, okay? Now, what I do is I'll ask the Lord to highlight a piece of the dream. It's sort of like you got to unravel something, and so you got to catch the tail, and you start just kind of like pulling on it. Well, so the thing that stands out to me is the word keys, of course, the word keys. So you could go, well, it's the word naked. No, it's not. Could go, it's the word bad neighborhood. No. The vehicle. No, no, it's the word keys.
Right.
Keys is the key to interpreting this dream, is
wow,
the keys.
That's cool.
And keys, of course, are used to lock things up, and keys are used to open things up.
Right.
So that's what this is about. And there is in the scripture then the key of David, Isaiah 22, 22, and Revelations 3, 7. That he'll give us the key of David that will be able to close things that will never get opened and open things that the enemy will never be able to shut. So what this is about is about, it's a calling dream for this person that they need to call forth the keys of the kingdom in a place of spiritual warfare, a bad neighborhood. And they're walking in, though, in nakedness. But you got to interpret that so they're vulnerable, okay?
Right.
They're vulnerable. And so they're going through this place of vulnerability. They're in a bad neighborhood, but there's actually a place of safety if they'll just get in the car. There's safety there. But the issue is, where's the keys? And so it's an intercessory call because the vehicles are ministries. So it's partially, there's many layers to interpretation.
Sure.
You can interpret personally. Then you can interpret it for whatever's your sphere of influence.
Mm-hmm.
So in that particular person might have a ministry engagement call. And then so it's going to be for personal interpretation. It can be for a ministry interpretation. Then it could also be about the geography of the place that you're living in as well. So there can be more than one interpretation as well, and then application for each dream. So this is a dream of vulnerability, a dream of spiritual warfare, and it's a dream of a calling to find the keys that are needed to be able to move into a place of safety for her life, for the ministry, and be able to move on forward and take the kingdom by force.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, do you want another one?
We'll try.
I love your book, by the way.
Thank you.
And you've got a lot of these keys in there for like learning how to unpack and interpret dreams, so it's a great tool for all of us. But okay, here's a dream. This friend of mine had this dream, and she was, first of all, it was like she was pulling her hair out.
Okay.
And it was coming out in handfuls of hair, and it was just kind of being thrown down. Yep. She kept pulling out. So then she went to the hairdresser to try to get the hair fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And the hairdresser made her look in a mirror and then proceeded to pull all the rest of her hair out.
Wow.
And it's a recurring dream. So do you have any interpretation on that?
No, I'd have to chew on that a little bit because, you see, I'm going to give another principle before I interpret it on a generic level. Because every one of us has a personal spiritual alphabet. And so while there is the general, like alphabet, see, every language has an alphabet. And so Spanish is different from French, and French different from German, and German different from Russian, and Russian different from English and Latin and whatever. Although each one of us has a personal relationship with God, so our alphabet then, the way he speaks to us, is very personal, while at the same time, there are letters in the alphabet that are biblical in understanding and are uniform then for every person. So having laid that foundation there, now I'm going to put that aside and I'm going to try to go by the inspiration of the moment. Hair, there's two things. Let's deal with it scripturally. Hair deals with glory.
Right.
Because the scriptures talk about in 2 Corinthians and 1 Corinthians about a woman particularly in Proverbs about her hair being a realm of her glory, and it's a place of covering.
Right.
And so, and it also can be an issue of wisdom, because Samson grew his hair out, and when his hair was cut, he lost his strength.
Right.
So when you lose your wisdom, you lose your strength. And when you lose your boundaries, or you're coming out from under covering, you lose your strength. And so this is showing the need that the enemy is at work trying to make them pull their hair out,
mm-hmm.
Make them feel like they're like going crazy or something of mm-hmm. nature. And so there is the necessity to call forth wisdom. And that again is a call to prayer, to pray for covering for that person, and might even, depends upon who's getting that dream, to call them in under the wing of the Lord for safety and protection, pray for restoration. And that as well can be a call to speak forth restoration for to be the fullness of whatever the enemy has taken away, that it be restored seven times.
Wow, that's awesome. One of the things that came to me when I was pondering mm-hmm. that dream was that, because I was wondering about the hair being glory
yes.
to or honor,
mm-hmm.
you
yes.
know,
mm-hmm.
and they were pulling, they were doing things to themselves
yes.
to remove
that's
the
right.
honor.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so that's what one thing I
right.
asked them, if
mm-hmm.
is there anything you're doing
that's right.
in your own life that is removing honor from your life?
That's right.
But then they went to the hairdresser to fix, who's
yes.
in charge of the hair,
mm-hmm.
to get the hair fixed, but instead of fixing it,
yes.
they took out all the rest of the hair.
Right.
So then I thought, well, is there someone like an authority
that's right, exactly
in
right.
your life that's supposed to be looking after your covering
mm-hmm.
or your honor
mm-hmm.
that instead of covering you is in fact mm-hmm. making it worse
instead
and
of fixing
dishonoring
you
even more? Yeah,
they're taking advantage of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
what
yeah.
do you think? Could that
oh,
be?
Oh, I think
yeah.
you're spot on,
okay.
as they say in England.
Okay.
You're spot on.
Okay, can you take some more?
We'll try.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, well, this one was someone had is that they were swimming, and I think it was like in the English Channel. It was
mm-hmm.
some kind of a big competition,
okay.
and then they got only part way across, like a third of the way across,
mm-hmm.
and then started drowning. They couldn't
mm-hmm.
swim anymore. But when they called for help, there was no help,
mm-hmm.
and then they would go under the water as though to drown and then wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And say that last part again, and then they would go under the water, and then what would happen?
Yeah, they would finally go down under the water like they were drowning,
wow.
but then wake up.
Well, no, it's interesting that they wake up. That is one of the keys, you know, because as I'm talking about, you know, you look for something for
right.
me, I do anyway, what rises up, and there is a wake-up call that's in that dream, because they're waking up at the point that they feel like they're drowning. And so the Lord himself is actually releasing a word to that person. He is going to be their rescue. He wants them to release the SOS cry for help. And because they're waking up out of that dream, that is the biggest message that's in that dream, is the wake up. And so it's a wake up call that though you don't feel like you got any more strength to continue your task, continue your call or your destiny, that he's going to shake you. He's
right.
going to wake you up. And in that, if I just tell you, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered. And so that's a real different way of interpreting it, but that's because it rises up on me. That's a wake-up dream. Wake up.
Wow.
You who are out there right now, wake up. I had a dream recently where two hands came to me like this. And I knew it was like the movie, The Matrix,
mm-hmm.
and you're like a blue or the red pill that you could take. And so I was like, all of a sudden, I had to choose. And so I said, and I could hear myself in the dream, I'm going, I choose right. The right hand turned over, opened up, and there was a white pill. It was put into my hand. I'm taking the white pill up to my mouth. And as I do it, and I'm putting it in, I see the word awake written on it. I eat it, and I wake up, as I ate the white pill of righteousness, and I awoke. And that is a wake-up call.
Wow.
There's a wake-up to choosing right, a wake-up to choosing righteousness. There is a wake-up that is the Holy Spirit releasing a word right now, even through the dream I had, through the dream that Patricia was relaying. God wants to awaken us from out of our sleep, and He wants to have us choose right, choose righteousness for such a time as this.
Okay, here's one more, because we get this a lot, especially if we're out doing dream interpretation.
Okay, yeah.
This one's very, very common of people, and I have never had this dream myself, once. But I am surprised at how many people have dreams where they lose their teeth.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe how many people have those dreams. So,
they do, a lot.
What do you say about losing your teeth?
Well, you just study again words and be a wordsmith. And so here you then study in Scripture. Does the Scripture ever talk about teeth? Well, so this is one of the top 20 categories of dreams, and it's about wisdom. Teeth is a symbol in the book of Proverbs about wisdom. So it's a call to call forth the spirit of wisdom into your life. God doesn't want your teeth to fall out of your head. He wants you to have a cutting edge, and He wants you to be filled with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in Jesus' name.
This is fascinating. James, we're going to go for a break right now, but when we come back, I have so many more questions to ask you and about what goes on inside of dreams, because some of them are actually, I believe, spiritual encounters, right?
Absolutely.
So we'll talk more about that in a few minutes.
Breaker Team Partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
Visit the online store and feed your spirit with biblically based resources. Go to xpmedia.com.
Well, welcome back. We're talking about dreams and interpretation of dreams, and I just have so many that I want to throw at you, James. Okay, another friend of mine has these recurring dreams where in the dream, there's actually money coming and being put in her hand, and then she closes the hand like this, and it actually feels really real. It feels like the money's right in there. But when she wakes up, she's all excited because she's got money, and there's nothing there. It's just her hand.
Well, you know what I would like? I like that person to lay hands on me and pray for me. I want that dream. What do you think?
I like the dream.
I like the dream.
But she also said that because I asked her, I said, well, following the dreams, is there any money that comes to you? And she said, no, it doesn't seem to be.
But that, again, is... Again, I'm looking for something that rises up in me, or there's the Holy Spirit bearing witness, okay?
Right.
And so one of the things that's heightened to me is the feeler. So this is showing several things. One of them, real quick, is one of the places that is going to be heightened under the anointing, Hebrews chapter 5, that we practice our senses to discern good and evil, is that her feeler realm, the seer, the hearing, the tasting, the smelling, touch, the feeler realm is going to be very heightened in her particular life. And so that's a cue to her to watch how God speaks to her.
Right.
So she's going to feel the emotions of God, feel the emotions of people, things like that. But it's also, He's trying to awaken her heart into faith for provision. And so that is, then she wakes up and she's like, she knows it's there, but then it's like, oh. Because what does faith do? Faith reaches into the unseen, calls that which is not as though it already is. So instead of waking up and going, oh, it's not there, I thought, then it needs to shift to become the responses. That's mine. look at this.
And then start calling those things that are not as though they are.
That's right. So it's a call to faith for provision, and it's also showing a calling in an area that the feeler touch is going to be amplified in her life.
I love
that.
Isn't
this
That's
awesome?
A good
it's
one.
So,
okay,
I
here's another
stuff.
One.
Uh-oh.
Now, I've had this dream myself. Okay. Is it sometimes like going off of an edge, and then I fall and fall and fall, and then I usually wake up before I hit anything, but, you know.
Thank God.
Yeah, but really? It's like it's a horrible, like it's like a nightmare in a way. Uh-huh. It feels terrible because you're just falling and falling.
Well, in my book on dream language, I've got categorized like the 20 most common dreams. Now, this isn't necessarily saying that number one is the most common, but one of them is, I have listed as number 12, is dreams of falling. So I'm just going to just read this real fast. These dreams may reveal a fear you have of losing control of some area of your life, or on the positive side, that you're actually becoming free of directing your own life. What substance you fall into in the dream is a major key to proper understanding. The outstanding primary emotions in these dreams will indicate which way to interpret them. Falling can be fearful, but it can also represent falling into the ocean of God's love. Mm. And so that is one of the most common dreams, is dreams of falling. So again, to discern it properly, you got to ask, what was the overriding emotion that was in the dream? And second, did you fall into some substance? What was it? That's going to help you interpret. And so, and one of the things that's a challenge, get this, to all of our lives, is the fear of losing control. And God has a yield sign He wants to paint on all of us. Mm-hmm. Yield the right of way. You can fall into my hands, you'll be safe.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Okay, here's another one, and I've had these dreams quite a bit, and I know that lots of people have. Flying.
I love them.
I love them, too.
They're my favorite.
You know, sometimes, James, it feels like in the dream, I'm actually flying. It's not like, you know how sometimes in a dream it's like you're watching a television screen, but other times it's like you're actually doing it.
Absolutely.
So when I have these flying dreams, it's like I'm actually doing it. And flying over different regions and, you know, flying over nations and things like that.
Well, so that, again, is one of the top 20 categories that I understand, at least, okay, on dreams, is flying or soaring dreams. And those are exhilarating. Typically, those have, like, a very positive emotion. You wake up and you go refreshed. You feel exhilarated. You're going like, oh, my gosh, this is just amazing.
Yeah.
And so flying dreams deal with spiritual capacity to rise above problems and difficulties and soar into the heavenlies. These are some of the most inspirational and encouraging in the tone of all dreams. When awakening from a dream where you fly or soar, you often awake feeling exhilarated or even inebriated in the spirit. Ascending type dreams are unusual yet edifying, remembering we are seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. Then there's another dimension that she just brought up, and it was it real? Was it symbolic? Was it actual? Some dreams are symbolic only. An angel came to you in a dream, and it was symbolic. There are other times, and a lot of this is heightened with the realm of the tangible manifested presence. When the manifested presence accompanies the dream, sometimes it's not just symbolic, but it is what's called actual. So they are visual, symbolic, or they are actual. So sometimes you didn't just see an angel symbolically. There actually was an angelic encounter, visitation, apparition, appearance. Sometimes, excuse me, this is going to stretch some folks. Some of them won't like what I'm about to say. You didn't just symbolically fly over India.
Right.
You went in the spirit.
Yeah.
And you soared, and something of an interaction, intervention, a supernatural intervention, encounter occurred. I tell you, this stuff is real, and it is ours, and it's not the New Age occult. It is ours, and we buy it back in Jesus' name.
That is so cool. I love it. And, you know, in the Bible, it even says that God sent an angel in a dream,
Absolutely.
Or he spoke in a dream.
That's right.
You know, so these are real encounters that we have to discern.
That's right.
You know what?
Solomon was asked in a dream, said
That's
he could
right.
ask, but it was in a dream.
Yeah.
But it was reality.
It was.
And he asked. And he asked.
And he got.
For wisdom. And because he got for wisdom, he got everything
yeah.
that God wanted him to have.
Yeah. He got riches, too.
Why? That's right. He got riches.
His wisdom has riches in its left
That's right.
hand. It's
That's right.
awesome.
Yeah.
So, James, I just want to go on just one more thing
okay.
before we wrap. But what do you do for a person who has nightmares
okay.
all the time? And, like, I know someone who's had nightmares since childhood. They're, like, 35 years old
yep.
now. They're still getting them.
Yep.
And they can't seem to stop. What do you what kind of advice would you give for something like that?
Go for the root. Ask the Lord to show what's the root of trauma that occurred probably in childhood that opened the door for that kind of fearful ongoing experience to occur. Now, I do sometimes pray and with authority, and those dreams stop because
mm-hmm.
I have faith and I have authority there.
Uh-huh.
Other times, you got to pray for the roots to be revealed, and then you got to shut then the doors,
mm-hmm.
the key of David again,
mm-hmm.
shut the door and bar it so that that thief can no longer enter. And so that's just a couple of simple things
right.
on how to respond.
I want you to pray in just a moment for people that have nightmares, because
okay.
I can feel that
yeah,
there's a lot of
too.
People that are having them. But before I do that, I'm a person that doesn't remember dreams very
uh-huh.
well. I know
okay.
I have them, but I never, like, I'm not aware
yeah.
of them. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I know that I must have them, but I'm not aware of them. How can you grow in your dream life? Any quick tips?
Well, one of the main things is just ask the Lord for help, because here's a real simple rule. The God who gave the revelation is able to recall the revelation to you supernaturally. If he gave it supernaturally, he also has the capacity to bring it to recall. And he also, the God who gave revelation, also has the capacity to interpret the revelation. My wife had a real simple type thing. She believed that even if she didn't remember the dreams, and this is in this book, that she retained it. And it was simply put away in a safety deposit box. And that then whenever she needed it, the Holy Spirit would release the combination, and it would be a Holy Spirit retrieval system that would bring what appeared to be lost that wasn't, and it actually had gained interest within us and would be brought forth for such a time as this.
Wow. James, can I just have you wrap this now with just praying against the nightmares?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, I know about this because I grew up in such a manner of having apparitions and taunts and this type of thing and bad dreams and things hitting me. And so right now, as I had that broken off of my own life, and I don't have that and haven't had it for years, and my wife did, and I prayed for her and she got set free, I speak right now on that category of dreams. And right now, to you who have cold sweats in the middle of the night and you wake up with that foreboding sense, we, by the power of the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak real simple. I say, peace, be still. I speak to the demonic inroad, and I command you to be silenced. And I speak the kingdom of God, of righteousness, peace, and joy over your life right now. You now are going to have the very opposite. In fact, you're going to have a flood of the ocean of God's love and the kingdom of God of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because that is your portion. And that is what I pray and bless you with this day.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
Visit the online store and feed your spirit with biblically based resources. Go to xpmedia.com.
Well, the Lord wants you to know something. You've got a call to media. You say, what in the world? How does that connect? Walt Disney, Disney World. He's got a call on your life to thrust you in media to impact the world for Jesus Christ's sake. And I just want to break off the spirit of fear and paralysis and intimidation. And I speak it right now in Jesus' name. And I call forth for that mindset and that chains of intimidation fall off and break off of you now in the name of Jesus. And I speak for an impartation of faith to take your cultural mountain and to rise up. And I see the spirit of creativity and illumination coming all over you. My gosh, you dream in technicolor, technicolor, technicolor. And I call it forth into present day application. Walt, come forth, and all of those to come forth to take the media mountain for Jesus' sake.
God has a word for you because you've been dreaming. You've been having dreams about the supernatural. And they've been delightful. They've been like exhilarating and fun. And I see you being twirled around with angels and that, like just having the time of your life. But you haven't been able to figure out the dreams. And you've actually asked a number of people about them and no one seems to have the answer. And I think the dream is really simple. It's just saying that God is giving you entrance into supernatural encounter. He's giving you access into angelic encounter in his presence. And so he just says, draw close and jump in. And, you know, we've got a training course called the Glory School, and we cover a lot of those things. That just reminds me of some of the things that are happening at times in the Glory School. The Lord says, jump into the glory, because it's just awesome. You have an open invitation from the Lord to go and experience him.
And so, Lord, I release your glory on my new friend.